This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday as the Israeli-Hamas conflict continued to rage and destroyed a tower housing news media organizations. Israel pounded Gaza on Saturday, destroying the tower, while Palestinian rockets hit Tel Aviv with no sign of an end to almost a week of fighting. President Biden reaffirmed the United States' strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks from Hamas in his call with Netanyahu, according to the White House. An international network of journalists and media executives have condemned the Israeli airstrike on the Gaza City building with the offices of the Associated Press and broadcaster Al Jazeera. The chief executive of the Associated Press said on Saturday the U.S.-based media organization was shocked and horrified and very thankful they did not have a loss of life. AP CEO Gary Pruitt says a dozen journalists inside the building were able to get out after warnings about the targeting. The Israeli military says the militant group Hamas was operating inside, but provided no evidence to back up the claim. Paris police used tear gas and water cannons Saturday to disperse a pro-Palestinian rally held despite a ban by authorities. Authorities had canceled planned demonstrations earlier in the week over fears of a flare-up of anti-Semitic violence during the worst fighting between Israel and Hamas in years. But 3,000 people gathered north of the French capital with a security presence involving some 4,000 officers. This is VOA News. Chileans began voting Saturday in a mega election in which they will pick mayors, governors, councilors, and critically, the 155 men and women who will draft the country's next constitution. Changing the framework of Chile's government was a central demand to emerge from social protests that erupted over inequality in October 2019. More than 7.5 million people voted last year to tear up the current constitution, which was drafted in 1980 during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Chileans have a full weekend to gas their votes as officials hope to avoid crowds gathering with the country still in a second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ethiopia has postponed parliamentary elections due on June 5th, the country's electoral body said on Saturday, adding it did not foresee a delay of more than 3 weeks. The Horn of Africa country was originally scheduled to hold the vote in August 2020, but it was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, there has been conflict in the northern region of Tigray, which will not take part in the voting. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his Prosperity Party face challenges from increasingly strident, ethnically-based parties seeking more power for their regions. The mayor of Budapest on Saturday announced his bid to become the prime minister candidate for Hungary's 6 opposition parties, which are trying to forge an alliance to take on Prime Minister Viktor Orban in national elections next year. Earlier this week, the Hungarian opposition said it would hold the country's first ever primary elections this year to pick joint candidates to contest the 2022 ballot, a move that could threaten Orban's more than decade-long grip in power. Hardline nationalist Orban and his party have scored 3 successive landslides since 2010, largely due to an election system that favors large parties, as until now, the opposition has been fragmented. COVID-19 infections in adults of all ages fell by 80% 5 weeks after a first dose of Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca vaccine, according to Italian research published on Saturday. The first study of its kind by a European Union country on the impact of its immunization campaign was carried out by Italy's National Institute of Health and the Ministry of Health on its 14 million people vaccinated nationwide. The analysis shows that the risk of infection, hospitalization, and death decreased progressively after the first 2 weeks of the initial vaccination. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.